Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Welcome to another episode of the Rank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly native Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today, this episode is going out on Ash Wednesday. And there's so much that can be said about Ash Wednesday, but as I was approaching this day, I found myself wrestling with the notion of poverty. Not necessarily poverty. You know, in my way, but just in the abstract idea, but also in reference to, you know, poverty in terms of the blessed of the poor in spirit and the element of attachment in relationship to Carmelite. My mind was just on a variety of vignettes in relationship to what poverty is. And as I was trying to like maybe crystallize some of my thoughts and get things a little bit more concrete and a little bit more down to earth and et cetera, I found myself availing myself to the great spiritual writer, Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene. And he has this to say about poverty. He says many things about poverty. This is one particular thing I found myself just going back and returning to. He says, "We don't have to own very much in order to be the slave of worldly goods. It is necessary only to possess something with, quote-unquote, attachment, even if the object in question is of little or no value." You know, a lot of things happen because of our attachments to them. You know, I believe, can sort of put, you know, the quote unquote poor people of our lives, you know, or concept of the poor people, you know, we can put them on a pillar and reify them and make them, you know, I dare say divine. Poor people can be just as greedy and just as sinful as rich people. And one of the ways we understand this in the Land of Carmel is we as human people can form attachments to anything. And that is one of the great gifts that poverty helps to free us from, is our attachments. Now, do we need things in our life? Yes, we need food, we need water, we need shelter. You know, depending on where we're at and how we live, we need maybe transportation. A variety of things that we need. But how do we live in relationship with those things? And Lent is a wonderful time, and Ash Wednesday being an entry into Lent, to begin to cultivate that poor spirit, that spirit of poverty, to help us to become aware of, to see with greater clarity, and to respond to our attachments, those things that bind us, that keep us from freely embracing the very gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our life. So when we add, Lord, make me poor in spirit. Lord, help give me the gift of poverty. Maybe not necessarily in the Franciscan sense, which is a special kind of poverty, but I can only speak as a Carmelite, but that freedom of attachments, you know, being poor in spirit and living out an aspect of poverty through that poor in spirit helps us to become aware of and free of the attachments in our lives. You know, I just had a Knights of Columbus retreat and I talked to them about the dangers of sort of the mindset of keeping up with the Joneses of, oh, I need a certain kind of car because, you know, Bob next door just got that kind of car and I got to keep up with Bob. And I go, do you really need to keep up with Bob? Or is there some aspect of an attachment in relationship to how you wish to be esteemed, maybe as you esteem Bob or as others esteem Bob, and you want that and you have an attachment to that sort of thing. So even though you may not necessarily have what it is that Bob has, you have an attachment to it nonetheless. And you need that spirit of poverty in order to become free of it, or at least to have the strong bond of it, begin the process of becoming freed. So hopefully one day you can be freedom. It's a, you know, we're all a work in progress, aren't we? So I just find myself for this Ash Wednesday reflecting on, you know, poverty, you know, and the need for poverty in our lives in order to become free of those things that we find ourselves attached to. And, you know, I don't mean poverty in like destitution of not having anything, but I mean that poor in spirit. I'm just using the word poverty as a way of conveying that, you know, because we all can form attachments with things. And to other people, they may be of no value, but to us, they mean the whole world. And our attachment to them can cause a twistedness in relationship to the spiritual life that keeps us from growing in the great gift that is our discipleship in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I just want to put this out there, you know, like as we are on, as we are in, as we are beginning Lent, as we are on Ash Wednesday, as we are on these sort of things. You know, ask the Lord to help you to grow in the spirit of poverty. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God shall be theirs, as we are told. So, you know, I'm just putting this out there as one of many things you might be bombarded with in relationship to Ash Wednesday and Instant Lent. I just know this is where the Spirit has been taking me in preparation for Ash Wednesday and for Lent in general. So I wanted to put this all out there for you all to aid you in starting with the right foot forward in relationship to the great season and the necessary season of Lent. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing on this podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a review. It really does help other people find me. And if you want more of my content, you can head on my website, frankfryer.com. You can find links to videos I've done. You can find things I've written. You can email me. All this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. And know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.